My name is Nick, and I'll be interviewing Brian from Middlesex Community College, who is an entrepreneur. Now, Brian, what are some of your entrepreneurial characteristics?
I would say I'm curious. I like to solve problems that I deal with or others deal with on an everyday basis. So, you know, obviously people with stinky breath, some invented toothpaste and a toothbrush, you know? Obviously, I haven't found that one thing yet, that one niche, but, like, me and my friends think about this stuff all the time. Oh, what can we do to help this or help that, you know?
Awesome. So, why did you want to start your business?
So, my business is considered drop shipping, and one day, about a year ago, almost to this day, I saw a YouTube video about drop shipping from this kid named Tanner Plains. He was 16 at the time, and I was 18. So I was like, I saw what he was doing, I saw how much money he was making. He bought himself a brand new Porsche from it, he moved out of his parents' house, just graduated high school, and I follow this kid like on Instagram, Twitter, and all that. And I just see everything he's doing right, and then he has these online courses to help further your dropshipping career. And it just inspired me to see how young he was, because there's other people that are so young and older, of all ages, doing it. And it was something different. I thought it was something that I could do. And then when I first started doing it, it was pretty successful. And then when I brought it back to life here, it did all right. Could have been better. I wish I changed it up to a different product or a different niche.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what made me start it.
Awesome. So what kind of means did you bring to this venture?
I want people to be able to afford fashionable clothing, in quotations. You can't see that, but that's what I'm doing right now. Because I feel like we live in a materialistic world, and everyone thinks they need that Gucci sweatshirt, that Gucci t-shirt, that Louis Vuitton belt, or whatever it is, you know what I mean? But, like, obviously everyone can't afford that lifestyle. Some people can. Some people think they can and buy it, but actually can't afford it. Or some people go and buy the fake stuff just to make them feel better about themselves, you know what I mean? So, I feel like living in that kind of world is kind of messed up, that people judge people on what they're wearing or how much money they have to spend on their clothing, even though that's not important. It's about the person, who they are, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
So, that was my goal with it.
Awesome. Now, what's your value proposition to your customers?
I want people to know that being fashionable, again in quotations, or looking good doesn't mean you have to buy the most expensive clothing, doesn't mean you have to have that Gucci shirt, that whatever it is. You know what I mean?
So, like everything you mentioned before.
Yeah.
All right. So, what kind of resources were necessary for you to start this business?
So, to open up the website on Shopify, they give you 2 weeks to set up the whole website. I had my website set up already. So then I just, there's a $30 monthly payment. And then after that, it's just no inventory. Whenever I get the money for the product that someone's buying, I'll ship it to them then. So I don't have the product ever in my house or whatever. But I mean, I could do that way, but that's more of a risk, because if it doesn't sell, then I'm stuck with it, and I don't want that to happen. Like, I guess, like, probably some people here in our class probably had the same situation. They probably bought too many sunglasses or too many journals or whatever
happened
it was.
Happened to me.
Too many tea bags.
Yep.
Yeah, so I just want people... resources. And then I spent about, I think, $30 in ads on Facebook and Instagram. So it came out to around $60 in my resources of money. And then, obviously, having the knowledge, so that's another resource. Seeing all those YouTube videos from that kid that I've watched, Tanner Plains, seeing what he was doing, and yeah, I think that was a big resource right there.
Awesome. All right, so what would you say is your business model?
My business model would be, I make my money from the shipping, mostly. That's where most of the profit comes from. And then my customer is, I don't want to say everyone, but I don't want to say millennials either, but in that age group, female, male, doesn't matter what color, ethnicity, whatever you need, like, it doesn't matter, like, we're all the same, no matter what, doesn't matter what we wear.
All right, another question is, was there something that you did that was a mistake?
Yeah, there was. So when I was running my Facebook ads, I don't think I was targeting the right audience at first. I couldn't get the right, I forget what to call it, but the right marketing towards the audience that I wanted.
Mm-hmm. You weren't targeting the right people.
Yeah. So like I was pretty much, it was a broad spectrum of who I was
reaching enough of your exact target market.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Do you want to continue this business?
Not this exact one, but something similar.
Oh, awesome, awesome. How do you think you're going to do that? You're going to make another clothing kind of company?
No, it won't be clothing. I don't know what the niche will be yet, but I'll figure it out.
All right, confidence. Hey, what have you learned from this whole experience?
Being in this class and seeing what everyone else and their great ideas were.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had Murray's Munchies, Nick's Tea Bags, Shorty's Shortbread or whatever it was. I forget what it was called.
Shorty's Cookies.
You know, I mean, seeing that everyone can start a business from the bottom
mm-hmm.
to make a profit, even if it's the simplest business possible,
mm-hmm.
still shows that you don't need to have money to be an entrepreneur. Everyone starts from nothing. You can take Bill Gates, you can take all these guys, Mark Zuckerberg, they started from nothing. Mm-hmm. They just went all college dropouts for the most part.
Exactly.
You know, they all start from nothing and then make their way up. So, I mean, that could be any one of us in this class or anyone else in the world. So you don't need, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
Well, awesome interviewing you, Brian.
It's always a pleasure.
Hope everything goes well.
Thank you, Nick.
All right, that's all.
I hope that we further our careers and it's always a pleasure.
Of course.